So some news came out today, Chiefs facility, about the grades. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really care. I know that there are sub conversations, but I mean, I just think that the only thing that I will say about this news that came out is I have two takes. One, it's not great that you're second to dead last and that you were 29th last year and, you know, you went further down, right? You got to do a little bit better than that. I also find it insanely hilarious that this comes out this morning and then 3 minutes later, there's a press conference that the Chiefs are having where they're talking about renovating the stadium and making it new. Coincidence? Maybe. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. But the treatment of facilities, D plus. Food and cafeteria, C minus. Nutritionist, dietitian, F. Locker room, F. Training room, D. Training staff, F. Weight room, C plus. Strength coaches, C plus. Head coach, A plus. And ownership, this is just, I didn't know this was a thing. Did you know there's a such thing as an F minus?
Not until I saw the Commanders with a total grade of an F minus.
F minus. The number one complaint when it comes to the facilities in the locker room is the locker room. Though the players received actual chairs with backs to sit in at their lockers in responses to last year's feedback, it did not change the fact that the locker room is overdue for a renovation. What adds to the frustration is the management told the players that renovations would come after 2022 season. The players went on to win the Super Bowl, and when they arrived back, their facilities for the 2023-24 season, they realized the team never followed through with their promised renovation, other than adding chairs. The players' issue was with quality of care is mostly centered around the training room. The players feel that the training room is significantly understaffed, with only 43% of the team responding, and that they get an adequate amount of one-on-one treatment time. Players feel that the staff is unwilling to provide the necessary treatment to support recovery and performance. For example, players are not allowed to get treatment, soft tissue work, yada, yada, other care for sorenesses and day-to-day issues, a regular offering across the NFL. So you can find the documents. We can sit here and talk about how this is, you know, whatever and whatnot. But look. What this kind of reminded me of, and maybe I'm off my hinges here, but what this kind of reminded me of, JT, is when we were in middle school, maybe other people did this, maybe you didn't. I went to public school. I don't know if they did this in private school. But at the end of every year, at least two times in two different classes, your teacher would walk around the room and put a piece of paper and a survey on your desk. And they would say, fill this out, answer the questionnaire, and do not put your name on it. Leave it anonymous. And what was the survey most often going to be? Did you feel that you had a good learning experience taking this course? 1 through 5. 5 being strongly agree, 1 being poorly disagree. And I never knew, you know, what people put. Some people just put 3 all the way down. Some people just put 4s all the way down. Some people, like me, read through the whole thing and gave an honest opinion. And I normally never would go below a 3. But you never know how people vote or how people feel, and I think this is an example of that. Right? You heard what we were reading just now, that they were upset that there wasn't a staff to work on day-to-day stuff, deep tissue. You can change that. They can hire new people. They're upset with the promises that were given towards the locker room and stuff, and that wasn't renovated. But yet then today, the announcement is coming that they're going to renovate an entire thing if, in fact, it is voted upon and voted yes. And I know there are some of you out there that have your opinions on whether you're voting. That's the beautiful part about being a voter. You can vote yes or you can vote no. So however you feel about that. But I don't think that this is something that when you look at it, people go, that's not good for the Chiefs. Now, if you're a Commanders fan, you don't really have a lot of say because you don't have the clout the Chiefs have. And that, I think, is the important part of the conversation, is that, yes, things need to be addressed. Things need to be done. These are your employees and your people in your house that are giving you these results. So that needs to be addressed. And that's something that is not, you know, cancerous or something that can cause something to be destroyed. That's not what this is. This is something where, like, I guarantee you, Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, and others in this sort of field are looking at this going, all right, this isn't good. We got to do something about it. But it's not something that where people are going to be like, oh, I'm not going to the Chiefs. I'm not going to go to the Chiefs, man. I'm not going to sign with them. No, man, I need deep tissue massages every day, and you can't get it there. That's not the case. This is something that where they're at 31st, not great. Easily fixed, yes. And I would not be surprised if next year they go from like 31st to like 16th.
Well, I thought it was funny was I think the Patriots were either like 20, they were higher 20, so like 27, 28, or 29. And a lot more big media guys were complaining about the Patriots. Like, oh man, that's not a good look for Kraft. Oh man, right. What are they doing? You really didn't see that with the Chiefs. And going back to your thing about the public schools and stuff, we went to the same university. I don't know if they did it back when you were at the university, but we have to do these surveys now. And they're obviously anonymous. And like you said, in the major we went into, you probably had all the same professors. I loved all the professors that I had. So there was a couple you didn't like, but you never really went below the seam like to get them out.
No.
Like, so this felt like something like where someone was like, all right, I know it's my last year. Let's try to throw something under the wrench real quick. Mm-hmm.
And I think the text line says from 913, they should be getting massages and treatment whenever they want, in my opinion. And look, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that's like the tip of the iceberg, that can easily be resolved. Because I guarantee you, you could have a hiring expo of massage therapists go through the interview process and hire more. And spend a little bit more money so that you aren't getting these types of complaints and getting these types of results. I don't think it is something that is necessarily a black eye towards the franchise. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, it's like you really thought you cleaned your room really well. And then mom came in and walked through your room and said, well, you didn't clean the back of your dresser. I can see that you just shoved everything in your closet and nothing's really clean. It just looks like you move things around so that from the naked eye, it looks great. So, yeah, I don't think it is an end-of-the-world huge deal, but I think it is something that needs to be addressed because it is your own employee saying something.